Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Keeping God First. There is much in life that competes for our attention, but there is one who wants to be first before anything else. And when we make Jesus the center, everything gets better. Be encouraged today as Joyce shares how we can pursue God first and grow a deep, satisfying relationship with Him. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching.
Oh, I tell you, when the multiplication of God goes to work in your life, things get sweet. Because He starts taking what you got and He starts multiplying it. And when you start multiplying, things increase fast. Amen? You never know. You start giving God the time that He deserves. He might just send somebody along to help you. You start giving God the time that He deserves. Maybe those kids that you're yelling at all the time will finally get the message and they'll start helping you. Maybe they'll start cleaning up after themselves a little bit. You know, we can't seek the kingdom. The Bible says seek first the kingdom. How can you seek the kingdom if you don't seek God? Well, today it seems like nobody's got enough time, but the truth is everybody's got the same amount. And you just have to decide tonight what you're going to start doing with some of yours. There's not a person in this building, listen to me, there is not a human being in this building that could not get 1 hour a day out of your life if you wanted to bad enough to spend it with God. But you all aren't shouting and hollering very much tonight. You can do it if you want to. Moses rose up early. Abraham rose up early. Joseph, David, Jacob, Jesus, Mary. Matter of fact, I like this. It said Mary rose up early and she went to the tomb. She was the first one there. You know, if you get up early, you'll be the first one to get some stuff. Do you know that Mary was the first person to preach the gospel? Don't ever tell me that women can't preach. Did you ever think of that? Mary went to the tomb and He wasn't there, and then He appeared to her, and what did He say? Go and tell my disciples. Well, honey, go and tell sounds like preaching to me. Go and tell my disciples He is risen. Amen. Mary got to be the first preacher because she got up early and got to the tomb before anybody else did. Things will change so radically in your life. Well, you say, you know, it sounds good and I want to do it, but I just don't know what to do. Well, let's go over here and I'm going to let you into my study time. And I know this is different tonight, but this is what we're going to do, okay? Now, obviously, I don't dress like this when I study, but you know what? I was really tempted to wear my pajamas here tonight, but I didn't think that would go over too big. First thing I want to tell you is there is no formula. So don't try to put a formula on spending time with God, because there is no formula. One of the biggest things you need to do when it comes to spending time with God is you need to keep variety in it. If you ate the exact same thing every day, no matter how much you liked it when you got started, it wouldn't be very long. You wouldn't be able to stand it anymore. If I go to the same restaurant too many times in 1 week, and I'm really bad at that, sometimes they'll open up a new restaurant in town and I'll really like it. And so I start wanting to go to it 3 and 4 times a week, and then pretty soon I can't stand the place. And so we need to keep variety in everything that we do, including the time that we spend with God. So, first of all, you need to have stuff. You need to have a tape recorder. You need to have music tapes. Well, I got a note here from somebody, looks like one of my kids. Let's see. Friends are treasures from Him. Oh. My oldest daughter, who's here this weekend, just sent me a card. Thank you, Lord, that my kids love me. I really appreciate, God, that my kids love me. Thank you. God, you're so awesome. You know, when I sit down to spend time with the Lord, oh, man, here's a picture of my baby, my 24-year-old baby that's helping me now in the ministry, Danny. Oh, God, I'm so excited about what you're doing in Danny's life. And God, I just praise you that the devil's not going to have him, and you're going to do everything through him that you want to do. I thank you, God, that you're anointing him and calling him and that we're friends, and I just appreciate what you've done in him. Thanks, Jesus. You're awesome. Well, Lord, let's see. What shall we do today? Well, praise God. Well, today's the 15th. I think I'll read the 15th proverb. I do that a lot of times. If I don't know what else to do, I'll just figure out what day it is and just go to Proverbs of that day and start reading it. I mean, there's 31 of them, one for every day of the month, so praise God. Well, this one starts out, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue, oh, Lord. Did you have to bring that up again today? The tongue of the wise utters knowledge rightly, but the mouth of the self-confident fool pours out folly. A gentle tongue with its healing power is a tree of life. Oh, I know, Lord. I know, I was grouchy yesterday. I know when Dave asked me that question, I just sounded like I was going to bite his head off. I'm sorry, forgive me, Lord. Yeah, I'll go and apologize to him as soon as we've got our time together here. I'm sorry, forgive me. And Lord, while you're at it, just forgive me for all my sins. Just wash me in the blood of Jesus and just forgive me for all my sins, Lord. Thank you for cleansing me and forgiving me. God, you're so awesome. I give you praise. I'll tell you a good project if you want something to do. Just over the next 30 days, read Proverbs and underline every scripture in here that talks about the mouth and the tongue. I do stuff like that all the time. And then sometimes if I'm having trouble with my mouth, I'll just get out Proverbs and I'll just go through everything that I've underlined and I'll just read them all out loud. And then I get the new Joyce Meyer Secret Power Confessing God's Word book, which this is not it, but I'll pretend like it is for a minute. And I'll get it out and I'll start confessing a bunch of scriptures. If I'm having a problem with impatience, then I'll get maybe in my concordance and I'll go to the back of my Bible and I'll look up everything that I can find on impatience or patience. And then I'll go and I read all those scriptures and I underline them. And sometimes what I'll do is I'll get my notebook and I'll actually write out 10 or 12 scriptures in longhand that have to do with something that I'm having trouble with. You see, the more that you put into something, the more you get out of it. When you look up scriptures, when you read them out loud, when you confess them out of your mouth, when you write them down, they start to get down on the inside of you. And you don't need to have the Word of God up here. You need to have it down here. Well, now here's something that people say all the time. They say, well, you know, I can read the Bible and 5 minutes later, I can't even remember what I read. I just don't feel like I get anything out of it. I don't even really understand it half the time. You know what I remember saying to the Lord? You know, Lord, I just feel like I read all this stuff and I study all this stuff and 2 hours later, I can't even remember what I read. And you know what he said to me? It doesn't matter. If you put it in you, when you need it, I'll bring it out of you. You be diligent to put it in. Come on now. You be diligent to put it in you, and when you need it, I'll bring it out of you. God's not asking you to remember it. He's asking you to put it in you. And you know what I believe, and I said this morning, but I really believe this. I believe what I'm getting ready to say with all my heart. I don't think what you do during this time is nearly as important as the fact that you honor God with the time. I think that's the big thing. I think that the thing that honors God is I've gotten away from everything else. Have a place to go. Have a favorite chair. Have a favorite place in the house. Somewhere where you can go and that can be your place and have all your stuff. Have your tape recorder. Have some tapes. Have some music tapes. Have some books you're reading. Sometimes I'm reading 6 books at the same time. And one day I may read one I'm reading on prayer, and the next day I may read one I'm reading on obedience. And right now I'm reading one on prayer, and I'm reading one on reverential fear and awe, and I've got my new book on peace laying there. And, you know, I just do different things at different days. Stop making this complicated. Stop being super religious about spending time with God. This is easy. Prayer, you think, well, I gotta pray. Well, you know, I don't walk in the house at night and say, Well, I gotta go talk to Dave. Prayer is just talking to God. That's all it is. You don't have to get real. Oh, thou most holiest, everlasting, highest, most awesome, fatherest. I needest thou theest in this my most miserablest timest. Somebody's going to get set free tonight to just start enjoying God. Amen. And I'll tell you something else I love to do. I don't want to forget this. I've never told anybody this. You're the first people that I've ever told this to. I write love letters to Jesus. I felt like this afternoon that God just put it on my heart to share that with you. I sit down and I just write in my journal and I say, "Good morning, Lord. I love you, Jesus. You're so awesome. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done in my life. Well, Lord, I'm having a problem with this right now. I'll sure be glad when this is taken care of, so I really get tired of this aggravating me, but help me, Lord, to act right and to behave myself the way that you want me to behave." I have other books that I keep. I keep records of things that God does for me in my life. I keep records of things that he gives me. I keep records of breakthroughs. The Bible calls it a book of remembrance. Do you know that God keeps a book of remembrance? And the Bible says that when people talk about him and they glorify his name, that he calls for the book of remembrance to be brought out and he records their conversations in his book. That means if you go have lunch with somebody and you're talking about how good God is, he records your conversation. And I guess someday when he can't find anybody that's praising him, he'll go get out his book and say, "Well, I remember last Tuesday when Joyce was at lunch with Sally, and boy, they were sure praising me." Come on now. He don't record all your murmurings, but he records your praises, and he records all the good things you say about him. Well, I've got book of remembrances too. I've got stacks of them this high. I've been doing this for years. About a month ago, I ran across a bunch of them in a drawer. Old ones from 1980. Dave and I sat down for 1 hour, and I tell you what, we cried, we laughed, we remembered.
Thanks for listening. God has an amazing plan and purpose for our life. It's greater than we can imagine, and it all begins with putting him first. When we keep Jesus first, we enjoy more peace, receive his direction, and he even helps us enjoy ourselves and those around us. So if we want to truly enjoy our everyday life, let's begin pursuing the one thing that matters most. For more resources from Joyce, visit joycemeyer.org.
Get your daily dose of encouragement with the Joyce Meyer Ministries app. Catch up on 7 days of Enjoying Everyday Life episodes. Grow deeper in God's Word with the daily devotional and question of the day. And enjoy all your favorite teachings from Joyce in your digital library. Find all this and more with the Joyce Meyer Ministries app. Search Joyce Meyer in your app store and download it today.
The Bible, our instruction book for life. Spending time in God's Word will change our lives, but consistent and effective study can at times be challenging. That's one reason why Joyce is here to help. At joycemeyer.org/Bible study, you'll find ways to make your study time come to life with helpful resources, study suggestions, and encouragement from Joyce. Get the most you can out of your time studying God's Word with Everyday Study. Sign up today at joycemeyer.org/Bible study.
Thank you for listening to 15 Minutes in the Word with Joyce.